latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines, beginning with the news that Rafael Benitez says Newcastle got the confidence boost they needed with their 4-2 win over Blackburn Rovers in the FA Cup in midweek. Team players and fans celebrated together at the end of a long night at Ewood Park, with United overcoming their difficulties to book a place in the fourth round of the competition. Despite making a host of changes, Benitez was delighted by the outcome of the third round replay and hopes the win will have long-standing implications going forward. He said, "You wanted to win. We needed to win before. The character they showed, the young players scoring goals, Yosselu scoring too. The confidence has to help us to score goals. The players who were not playing needed this as well. To react the way we reacted to conceding two, we have to be pleased because they showed they care and the work effort is there." Well, moving on, and it's being reported by sources close to West Ham that they are not interested in a move for Newcastle midfielder John Joe Shelvey. Shelvey's name had previously been linked with a switch to the London Stadium in the January transfer window. And whilst the Hammers are actively seeking to add to their squad in the January market, it's understood that a midfielder is not on their list. Finally today, Sean Longstaff admits scoring his first goal for Newcastle was something he'd always dreamed of. The 21-year-old midfielder was on target for Newcastle as they took on Blackburn in their third round replay. Afterwards, he said, "I'm over the moon. Obviously, playing games is great and making your debut, but I think when you score your first goal, that is probably the moment you dreamt of most, scoring for Newcastle United. Whatever happens in my career, I can always say I've scored for my boyhood team."